This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
If we were in Rome, we would actually say Merry Christmas, because did you know that on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that's when the Christmas season starts in Rome. We'll talk about that. A lot of news coming out of the Vatican this morning. Our Vatican correspondent live from Rome is Ashley Nerona. Ashley, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Well, John, the same to you, as we say here. Buon Natale, and I'm very happy to be with you today from a sunny Roma.
We'll talk about Christmas in just a couple of moments, but of course, the Holy Father in his catechesis today, the general weekly audience still inside, and he continued that catechesis on prayer, and especially praying during the very difficult times in our lives.
That's right. In fact, the emphasis today was on the prayer of supplication during any sorts of times of trial. He pointed out by noting that Jesus taught his disciples the Our Father, and it was meant to be an opportunity for them to pray for both great and humble things. For example, like our daily bread, which he said is a humble thing that indicates health and home and work and the Eucharist. And the Bible shows throughout, we see stories of humanity at its weakness in seemingly hopeless situations. And in these situations, there seems to be only one way out, says Pope Francis, and that is the cry out to God, the prayer, Lord, help me. He said it can be like a ray of light in the darkness. He said that prayer can open up a sliver of light in the densest darkness. And then when a prayer of supplication arises from the soul, that this helps us to realize our limits, our human limits, as creations of God. And so he reminded the faithful today of the importance of praying both in times of darkness and in times of happiness. But of course, the trick, he says, is to remember that although God will respond to the prayer, that we all have a responsibility to wait patiently. And Pope Francis said that God will respond to even what he called stammering questions. Pope Francis said the Lord hears all of these petitions, and he gives the faithful the Holy Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit that inspires every prayer and transforms everything, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning. A recap of the Pope's general weekly audience. We were mentioning that December 8th also marks the beginning of the Christmas season in Rome. We were talking about decorations and everything else. And what is Italy looking like already?
Well, John, there is so much festivity right now. And yesterday, of course, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Francis indeed canceled the traditional pilgrimage to lay a wreath at the Statue of the Immaculate Conception near the Spanish Steps. But instead, to the surprise of all, he showed up at 7 a.m. yesterday with a spontaneous visit there and did lay white roses at the feet of that beautiful statue. That tradition of the Pope visiting the statue every year dates back all the way to 1953. And from there, he traveled to the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore and celebrated Mass in the Chapel of the Nativity. Yesterday, he also proclaimed the year of St. Joseph, that apostolic letter, Patris Corde, which means with a father's heart. It remembers the 150th anniversary of the declaration of St. Joseph as patron of the universal church. And so starting from yesterday through the 8th of December of 2021, we will celebrate the year of St. Joseph. Now, Italy, in the meantime, celebrates the Feast of the Immaculate Conception with a public holiday. So that means that all businesses are closed. And in keeping with tradition, as you mentioned, John, yes, we officially start the Christmas season with the Feast of the Immaculata, as we say. And so that happened in all kinds of wonderful ways that especially showed off beautiful demonstrations of light, representing, of course, how we all wait for the light of Christ to overcome the darkness. So yesterday in Piazza Venezia, in the heart of Rome, the capital's Christmas tree was lit. It's a 75-foot high fir tree with 100,000 LED lights on it. And then over in Piazza Navona, well, unfortunately, the Christmas market has been canceled for this year, but instead the city is illuminating the three beautiful historic fountains. Many who visited Rome, by the way, may recall Bernini's fabulous Fountain of the Four Rivers right in the middle of Piazza Navona. Well, during these days, throughout the Christmas season, those will be illuminated with all kinds of lovely colors and scenes to mark the festivity. And then over in Assisi, there at the Basilica of St. Francis, right in the middle of Assisi, Giotto's nativity scenes are going to be projected in light onto the basilica. Also throughout the city and other important churches in Assisi, they're projecting images of Giotto's nativity. And of course, we will remember that it was Saint Francis himself who actually started the first nativity scene back in the town of Greccio, which is very close to Assisi there, back in 1223. So this festivity in Assisi, they're calling it Il Natale di Francesco, the Christmas of Saint Francis. And the people will be able to visit and enjoy throughout this entire season. They've also erected a statue of a nurse in front of the Basilica of Saint Francis in thanks to Italy's healthcare workers. And then something else that began yesterday on the Feast of the Immaculata John is shopping season here. Interestingly, police are monitoring the flow of crowds during shopping season. They're using drones and helicopters. So they have also set up roadblocks along motor toll booths and near airports and train stations, etc., in order to check that people who are traveling have proven emergency needs. So in other words, what they deem to consider good reasons to travel. And in the meantime, malls are closed throughout the country during the weekends. So there's a real emphasis on street shopping right now. So police are, with these drones and helicopters, they're limiting the number of people on the streets. They say they have the power to cordon off streets and piazzas and areas. Now, Our government has also issued a travel ban between the 21st of December until the 6th of January. So they're banning what they call non-essential travel. And that means that, for example, Italian citizens cannot go to their holiday homes.
Oh, okay.
If they're not in the same town, for example. You cannot leave your town on Christmas Day, on St. Stephen's Feast Day, or on New Year's Day. You can't be out after 10 p.m. or before 5 a.m., although on New Year's Eve, the curfew is from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m.
You know, as you mentioned it sounds a lot like what's happening in California now. We've got many listeners all up and down the state of California as well. Ashley Nerona on the latest from Rome and the Vatican. And as you decorate for Christmas, would love to see some pictures, any pictures that you can snap around Rome. We'll share them on our Facebook page. And of course, Ashley and her husband, John, have the Truth and Beauty Project, which provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. Much more at truthandbeautyproject.com. And I know Ashley will send us those photos and we'll put them up on our Facebook page. Ashley, thank you. God bless. Talk to you next week.
God bless you, John. Thanks so much.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.